So outdoor season is in the books. What have you learned from the pandemic to take into this indoor season?
Many changes, obviously. I think the one thing that we've really learned is that we've got to have trust within everybody in the soccer community to make sure that they are keeping to the guidelines. And I think everybody's done a great job of that. So I think there's a really good trust between, because there's lots of pieces to it. It's not just one club. Obviously, there's multiple clubs. I think there's something like 38 clubs in the city. So everybody's got to abide by these, all the parents, all the players, all the coaches, all the technical directors. So I think that's the biggest piece. But I mean, so far, I think it's been really positive.
I'm sure there was a bit of a learning curve at the beginning, but now that you're getting into that well-oiled machine stage, what's been the response like from parents and from players?
Yeah, I think people are starting to get excited again for playing soccer, and I think they understand the procedure and everybody is comfortable with what they need to do. And I think it's flowing really well right now. At the start with all the changes, it was a bit difficult, you know, especially with younger players, understanding having to wear masks, turning up at this time, not being able to go and hug their friends, things like that. Whereas now I think it's just the new normal, and it's really smooth process right now.
I have to ask you this, in terms of player development, especially those kids who might be on the cusp of moving on potentially to playing college or university, how greatly has this affected them and a potential recruitment process?
Yeah, I think it's definitely stalled it. But in terms of their development, I think clubs and programs have done really well to keep them going regardless, no matter what they've been doing, whether it's on Zoom calls and, you know, phase one type box training or whatever. You know, they've kept the players developing and kept their shape up so that they haven't missed out on too much. Obviously, the biggest piece is obviously the competition.
Yeah.
And that's what drives development. I think that's the one piece that's obviously been missing a little bit. But I think clubs and programs have done really well to keep them going and keep them engaged.
I know a lot of teachers, and they really echo this sentiment that kids are resilient. But I have to ask about your staff and yourself. I mean, when you were getting your coaching designations and you were going through your training, I can't imagine you were taught how to navigate through a pandemic, right? So what is this like?
Not at all. There's nothing really that can prepare you, I guess, for the pandemic and what we've been through over the last 8 months. But I think, you know, the soccer community has really come together. The organizing bodies as well, Calgary Minor Soccer Association, Susan and her team have done an amazing job. To guide everybody through it. I think everybody's just pulling together. But, yeah, you really can. There's nothing you can do to really prepare for it. It's just a case of as you go, learning from it and getting better and improving.
It's kind of like you guys are writing a new chapter to a training manual that hopefully people won't have to go through again, but it'll be there if they need it.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got it all in place now and ready to go.
I have to ask you about Nick Ledgerwood. I saw the exciting news this week that you've brought him into the club, and obviously Southern Alberta product and a Canadian national team player. He's done so much with Cavalry and being the captain of that team. What's it like to bring somebody like that into the fold?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. His experience, his knowledge in the game is going to be a real asset to our players and to our programming. Not only on the field, we've got Nick working with our players, but he's going to take more of a holistic approach to development and obviously help them with the mental side of the game off the field, visualization, preparing for games, and obviously video analysis. So I think it's absolutely massive for the club to have somebody like him. He's such a great guy and super humble. And obviously he's starting his coaching journey now, and we're really privileged that he's starting that journey with us.
Yeah, and it's just such a shame that we seem to lose this year. I know the Canadian Premier League played, but it's not the same as having it in your city. So I think to have that connection with a professional environment really works well for the kids.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, the Calvary are great at that as well. They really get into the community. And even during the period of lockdown where it was at with Zoom calls and everything else, all the Calvary players were on there helping out clubs and engaging players. So, and I think that's a huge piece. And obviously we're missing going to games and things like that. But hopefully they continue to do what they're doing, and we'll be back in the stadium soon.